Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hello, Lindsay. This is Nellie. I have a big favour to ask you. John's parents just called to say they'll be in town on Thursday, and I was wondering if you'd be able to switch shifts with me that night. I'm scheduled from 5 to 10. You're scheduled for Friday night, right? I can take that for you if you do this for me. Anyway, I'm sorry for the short notice, but I just found out a few minutes ago. Would you call me when you get this? I'd really appreciate it. Thanks. Talk to you later. Bye.
Number 77. What can be inferred about the visit from John's parents? Number 78. What does the woman want Lindsay to do? Number 79. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Before we begin today's meeting on our new advertising campaign, I would like to dispel the rumor that I'm being transferred to Melbourne in the spring. It seems that the rumor started when our bank merged with the Australian bank FGC last week. I can assure you that I do not plan to leave New York and will be here for at least another 3 years, as I've just signed a new 3-year contract, to be spent here and not Melbourne. So please ignore any such stories you may hear, and please inform anyone spreading such a rumor that it is not true.
Number 80. Where does the speaker work? Number 81. What can be inferred about the speaker's company? Number 82. What is true about the speaker?